Sigler. I believe that could be the case because I'm looking at a brand new Sigler that was issued a little while ago. They just have the on-ramp closed, so it's maybe for another hour here, and it's just going to be the Carnelian on-ramp to the 210 freeway heading east. That crash, let's see, it took place a little while ago, actually, but for some reason, they decided to go ahead and issue that Sigler. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to tie you up too much, but it is still partially blocking. I think it's the off-ramp more than anything else. Oh, no, they're saying both, actually, the on and off ramp, and that's a big rig that went up the embankment here. All right, let's move you over to look at your drive on the 55 North right about Lincoln Avenue. That looks like they wrapped up that stall that had been in lanes. Watching the 14 southbound side at Agua Dulce Canyon Road. So far, it looks like they need somebody or something extra here to help clear this completely off the freeway. That could delay everybody. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. This Father's Day at Lowe's, shop the gear that'll make this his summer. Get two free select DeWalt power tools when you buy a select 5Ah battery kit for weekends in the garage, valid through June 24th. While supplies last, selection varies by location. I'm Ginger Chan, and you're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today. A little gloomy right now, but then maybe some sunshine by lunchtime in Cypress, a high of 75. Eagle Rock, a high of 78. And right now it is 61 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, LA. It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISS-FM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
Might. Here's your Bruno Mars on LA's 102.7 at Kiss FM. All right, Northridge, got your ears on? Chewy's there at a gas station about to buy your gas on the fly. I don't even know which station he's at. He's just picking them on the fly, and we'll go live next to Chewy Martinez with free gas. Kiss FM. It is Kiss FM. Hey, you want to volunteer for the Olympics coming to LA? Sisney's got some details on that. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. But kind of a once-in-a-lifetime cool opportunity to be up close and personal with the stuff and, yeah, do some work.
Exactly.
But you don't need a ticket. You don't need to have to get a ticket.
Right.
So Chewy Martinez is in Northridge. I can't figure out, Chewy, you're so good at this, and people love seeing you and getting the free tank of gas, but I can't figure out if I've ruined your social schedule or not, because you've got to get up a couple mornings pretty early now.
No, it's okay, Ryan. You know, I have three other jobs. They're all on TV like you, but it's okay. When I have a little break, I'm here with you, baby.
Are you a night guy? Are you a late night guy or a morning person?
I am a night owl through and through. Like, I get activated after midnight. Something happens to me, I'm like a little gremlin, like a little mogwai. Yeah. Like you can't see me after midnight, because after midnight, I'm lit. But I'm here with Jerry, man. Jerry in Northridge. He didn't want to open his car or even lower his window for me, but here we are. And Jerry, how are you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling blessed, man. I'm blessed this morning. Woke up this morning and grateful, man. And I'm on my way to work, and stopped over here at the gas station and seen a gentleman coming to my car, and I gave him the finger. You know, I don't want to be. I like to stay in my own lane. Don't want to be disturbed, man. And he kind of approached me and he said, you know, I'm gonna bless you today, man. And he blessed me today, so I'm very thankful and grateful for you guys.
Listen, Jerry, I don't fault you for being a little worried about. Yeah. I mean, Chewie's like 6'8" or 6'7" or something. He's not a short little guy.
Big guy. Yeah,
like he's Chewbacca short, coming no,
he's
at you.
Dude. He's a big dude, so you know he might overpower me, man. Take my car or something, man. You never know, bro.
No, he's there. He's there as an angel this morning. So we're filling up your tank. Sir. What are you driving, Jerry?
Driving a Chevrolet Track RS 2026. I just bought this car about a month ago.
Oh, sweet. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I'm loving it every day. I used to have a Dodge Charger RT VA, so a big difference in gas filling up in this, you know, the Charger sports car to a little SUV.
Well, the RS, man, that's great. I'm glad you got that one, and we're going to take care of the RS's tank right now so you can get to your place, okay? Where are you headed?
I'm on my way to work, actually. I work for the school district, Los Angeles Unified School District. I'm a custodian.
Oh, appreciate you. And what is your summer schedule then? When do you get off?
I work 12 months out the year as a custodian. We work all year long.
Well, let's give some love to the custodians of LAUSD.
Yeah,
you have to turn it out for 12 months.
Doing the deep cleaning during the summer.
We appreciate you, Jerry. Good luck today at work. Thank you for listening to us. Take care, buddy.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a blessed day. All right. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
No.
Nice guy.
Jerry's awesome. I'm so happy we could do this for him.
I still don't know. Like, when he flipped you the bird, though, what did you do?
I just smiled and I said, hi.
And that disarmed him.
I was like,
all right.
I was like, yo, you don't want no free gas? He goes, say what?
Yeah, I like it. All right, so you're going to do the same thing. Yeah. So just be aware, if you're in Northridge and you do see a guy, he's bearded, he's, you know, over 6 feet tall, he's got a big, beautiful smile, charming. That's Chewy trying to buy your gas. Don't flip him the bird. We'll check in with him in just a little bit. Thanks, Chewy.
Yay, yay.
All right, bye. That was great. It's just like, gave him the finger. I didn't know what was going on. Free gas. Coming up for you to call in to win in 1 minute, plus qualify to get free gas for a year.
Turn it up on air with Ryan Seacrest
on 102.7
Kiss FM.
Promises, check this in 'cause I'm mama. Can't read my, can't read my. poker face, papa poker face. Papa poker face, papa poker face. Papa poker face, papa poker face. Papa poker face, papa poker face.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. This is how mornings should sound.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
So we're taking care of this gas every which way we can right now. I know it's frustrating, the price, especially here in California, compared to maybe your relatives in other states. But we've got you free gas, $102 right now, 800-520-1027, caller 102. And you're qualified for an entire year of free gas. It's Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
All right.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
Well, let's say good morning to our friends and partners in Santa Fe Springs. Now, the thing is, the 605 southbound side right at about Telegraph Road, that's where we have reports of a crash with a semi. Now, sounds like some of that already over to the right shoulder, but a vehicle in this crash ended up losing control and overturning. 405 south at the 101 split, everything is now clear to the right shoulder, but I feel like it's still kind of a busy drive. 10 westbound side about Vincent Avenue, moving you through the Covinas, is just a stall with the left lanes blocked. Here's the deal. 15 south southbound side at Cahalco Road. That is our outstanding sig alert. Now, at 8 was the time they wanted to clear it, and that is the time that they ended up extending the sig alert to as late as 11. This report is sponsored by Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions. Now through June 23rd, shop for You Save Dales at Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions to earn 4 times the points on eligible items from Kinder, Ghost Energy, Cottonelle, Ben & Jerry's, and Popsicle. Restrictions apply. See the website for full terms and conditions. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today in Santa Clarita. Not too hot, a high of 85. Playa Vista, a high of 71 for you. And right now it is 61 in Hollywood.
Let's do this! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I touch your pain right.
It is KISS FM. All right, I love this track from Dominic Fike. And after that, Sisney's got details on how you could be a volunteer at the Olympics, right?
That's right. They need 60,000 volunteers. Sheesh.
KISS.
I can't move on, baby doll. With no calls, flipping through stations. I'm out blasting, it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
anyway, oh baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I could take it with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. Can't move on.
And I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. And I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down.
Kind of sing that song out loud in my car when I listen to it driving. Playing yeah. Kiss on the air when JoJo plays or anybody else. All right. Good morning and thanks for being here. It's Kiss FM. The Olympics are coming. A lot of excitement. You know, I'm starting to feel it with the World Cup energy.
Yep.
You know, it's a little ways out, but then we will get to the Olympic energy. I think we need it.
Absolutely. Do we need it?
So let's talk about volunteers at the Olympics. This to me would be such a cool thing to do, but it's very competitive. Sisney has some specs on it and how you could possibly do it, but it's very competitive to be a volunteer. What'd you learn?
So basically they just announced that applications for the Olympic Games are going to be open to the public July 14th. They are looking, like I said, for 60,000 volunteers for the 2028 Olympics and Paralympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're talking everything from people that are going to welcome the fans to the venues, helping the athletes in specialty roles, medical support. You know, when you see people like sweep the tracks and things like that, they have to run out and do that real quick and then jump back in. Like all of those are volunteers.
Well, let's talk about that for a second because yeah. I was a ball boy.
Okay, yeah.
At what's that open? The New York Open? Is that what it's called? That New York?
Wait, how US old were you when you did this?
U.S. Open. 47.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I feel like I remember yeah. this.
Well,
I was
I did
this is so cute. You were like a teenager? Oh, no.
No, I did it as an adult.
Got it. Okay.
For a segment for a TV show. But I did it, but not during the main event. I did it during the like exhibition events. But it's not easy. I could see myself being like the sweeper on the track, like running out there
yeah.
with my shorts and my khaki shorts, right, and sweeping the track up with that big sweeper. The categories, though, you just mentioned them. I think one is fan services. One is venue wayfinding. Like you help people find the venue.
Right.
I feel like none of us would be good at that one.
I would be good at that one. As long as I know the lay of the land and like the map of the venue, I can help. All we do is like greet people and host. I
yeah,
feel like
but
you'd
directions.
Be great at that.
Yeah, but directions, like for people who don't know the city well, that I wouldn't want that pressure because if you send them the wrong
same.
Way, that's too much pressure. Tani, you'd be great at fan services.
Thank you so much. I would really enjoy that.
I'm going to sign you up in July.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
So the catch is you have to be at least 18, so you pass
yeah,
that
you pass time. That one.
But
good.
You have to commit to 10 shifts.
She's happy with that.
During either the Olympics and or Paralympics.
Fine. We'll give you the time. You can take the time. Don't worry. And you can report back. It's very competitive. They had like 45,000 volunteers in Paris. I think they want, you said 60 or plus thousand here.
Yeah, obviously here in SoCal, but then also spread out throughout
that's
the
right.
U.S.
That's right. So it might be 75,000 total.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Tanya. We'll follow your story.
Yeah.
on our WhatsApp stories.
Right. Create a TikTok.
Disneyland tickets are next.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. in this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Cause I'm wearing your cologne. I'm a bad guy.
Freeway Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So far, the drive on that 15 southbound side of the 138 is starting to load up. I mean, we've been checking our cameras. It was fairly busy, but now we have this crash, and that's only going to add to some of the delays, right? 215 northbound side of Columbia Avenue. So they canceled some of the units, but I still feel like, oh, no, they cleared everything. Okay, that's the good news. But I still feel like it's a slow ride. We still have that Sigler 15 southbound side of Cahalco Road where they're now saying maybe 11 o'clock before they can release those two right lanes. This 91 East at Green River Road, been watching that from my cameras as well. They tried to stop some of those lanes to clear or at least try to get some of the additional units to the scene and then clear some of it. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Every now and then you find a deal that actually feels like a win. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get more and pay less. Now that's a good deal. No contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, all on Verizon's 5G network. Find it in the same place you've always found. Straightforward prices exclusively at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the mid-80s in Corona today. Manhattan Beach, a high of 71. And right now, it is 62 in Hollywood.
Got it, Sisney. Thank you. And thank you for listening. If you got a segue to the road, iHeartRadio app, it's a good way to go. If you got to hit the desk at work, and you can blast us to the other coworkers and colleagues. Your smart speaker's good, too. Four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort at 800-520-1027. It's yours if you're caller 102 from KISS. Baby, are you
temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees, she cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas, now she's my Miss America, now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Don't it look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above? Don't you ever leave the side of me, indefinitely, not probably, and honestly, I'm down like the economy. Baby, don't worry,
you are my only, you won't be lonely.
KISS FM, Seacrest with you. Thanks for having us on. Nobody gets more access to the Dodgers than David Vasse. Here he is, DV on the line from AM 570 LA Sports. David, are you there?
I'm here, Ryan. Thank you so much.
DV. That's what they call, you know, if you know, you know, DV in Dodger world. Hey, how, of course, AM 570 LA Sports, how long have you been traveling with these guys?
Ryan, this is my 15th season traveling with the Dodgers. It's been an incredible ride, and I actually started my first year, was the first year this Guggenheim ownership group bought the team. So I've been part of the entire run since 2013, from Adrian Gonzalez and Clayton Kershaw to here we are, Miguel Rojas, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani, of course.
And don't forget Kike. I mean, I spent time with Freddie, Kike, and Miguel the other day shooting Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And I've got to tell you, and I got to ask you, because you travel with them, I learned a lot about the flights. I heard that the guys play cards.
Yeah, that's a big thing, Ryan. They have actually, last year it started this way, where we have such a big traveling party that the players asked for their own plane. So the players have their own plane, and I'm on the plane that follows them with Dave Roberts, the coaching staff, and the rest of the broadcasters. And me and my family actually watched that episode of Wheel of Fortune, and I was thinking to myself, has Ryan ever seen three accomplished professional athletes look and act as awkward as those three guys did on Wheel
oh my
of
gosh.
Fortune?
It was awesome, because you got to see the relationship that they really have with each other, because you don't get to hear them talk, right, when they're playing the game.
Right.
But
serious.
When they were off the, you know, diamond and out of uniform, they were awesome together. They are super competitive. And what I learned is that they play a lot of songs with lyrics that I can't play on the radio on that plane while they're playing cards.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. And, you know, I was wondering if you were getting annoyed because Freddie was sticking his nose too close to the wheel, and Kike was like purring at you when he wanted an R. That was so weird.
Wait, you were talking to, I think you were talking to Miggy Rowe the other night. Listen, here he is.
Last question. Do you want to buy a vowel? Oh, yeah. Let's do an E. E for Enrique.
Okay.
Top of mind, Ryan, after he hits his first pinch hit home run Monday night at Dodger Stadium, and he was right on top of it. He knew exactly where I was going with that, because everybody's talking about his and Freddie and Kike being on Wheel of Fortune with you.
Well, you can check it out, Disney Plus and Hulu, and I appreciate you bringing that up to them. I got to ask you, you're going to be talking with Dave Roberts, right, coming up over the weekend?
Yeah, we got a big thing happening in Downey, in the city of Downey, at Downey Hyundai this Saturday at 11:30. Dave Roberts is going to be among the people, Ryan, in the heart of L.A. at Downey Hyundai, 7550 Firestone Boulevard. And maybe I'll ask him whether or not he caught that episode of Wheel of Fortune and what his manager evaluation was of his three players.
Yeah, please do. And is he? I hear he's into ping pong. Is that true?
Yeah, you know what? Mookie Betts is having a big ping pong tournament tomorrow. I'm actually emceeing the auction if you have any tips.
I mean, when you do work a little bit more than anybody around here. So yeah. Thank you for your energy this morning. We appreciate it. And check him out.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love how the players were in your environment and they shrunk to Ryan Seacrest. But if you're on the baseball field, walk-off home runs, World
Killers.
Series, but you get three dudes, and, you know, Kike showed up in his pajamas and Freddie and Miguel dressed up. So, you know, I'm serious, Ryan. Everybody's still talking about that episode of Wheel of Fortune.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you just want to see Kike and his PJs rolling out of bed to come tape the show, you should check it out. It's worth it. All right, Dave, talk to you soon. DV, everybody.
Hey.
Don't miss him. Dodger Reports, AM 570 LA Sports. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
And caller 102, we got tickets for you right now to Friday night's game against the Orioles for Mookie Betts bobblehead night. Call us to win those right now. Caller 102, it's Kiss.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I think I'm crazy, the way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly,
Just give me them babies. So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. I don't wanna keep you up, but show me can you keep it up? Cause then I'll have to keep you up. So maybe I'ma keep you up.
Remind everybody that our Sigler for the 15 southbound side at Cahalco Road will still be with us until as late as 11 o'clock this morning. Those two right lanes are still closed. This is a pretty tough situation. I mean, they were asking for an air unit earlier, and I believe that would be to take pictures. The thing is, I don't think it could even fly because the visibility is so bad with the way the cloud cover is developed here. Now, we haven't mentioned it before, but let's see somebody. Okay, so maybe 15 more minutes for the release of this 210 eastbound side. The Carnelian Street on and off ramps have been tied up, and that was also a serious crash. We'll take you over to look at that 101, the westbound side of Lindero Canyon Road. Just some debris that's popping in and out of the right lane. 210 westbound side at Sierra Madre Villa Avenue. So, let's see. This crash involves a couple of cars. Now, they're still sitting in lanes. That's a tough drive, and it's worth me mentioning that traffic control is needed for the 405 southbound side at Bristol Street. It looks like there is this crash that's in the right lane. I'm not trying to figure out why they need traffic control there, because usually it's just CHP that will clear it, but that's what's being discussed right now. Maybe that's an assistance from the CHP. This report is sponsored by Wild Rivers in Irvine. Wild Rivers is now open daily with over 25 slides and attractions for thrill seekers, lazy river chillers. Visit wildrivers.com for great values on season passes and daily tickets. That's wildrivers.com. Wild Rivers, where there's sun and fun for everyone. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A beautiful day. A little bit of gloom right now, but then sunshine by this afternoon. Pasadena, a high of 80. Long Beach, a high of 74. And right now, it is 62 in Hollywood.
You better wake up.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
She's so funny.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Woo-hoo!
The morning light is turning blue, the feeling
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the slow whip stain on the wind. Bass is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I can't tell.
with Ryan Seacrest.
He's so funny.
On LA's number one hit music station.
102.7 KISS FM.
Woohoo! Yeah! Okay! Let's go! Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. But you know how it feels. I saw a shorty, she was checking it for me. From the game, she was sitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow. With me, she's ready to leave.
Well, let's go.